Okay, so today is Daf Chaf Aleph. We're going to start on Chaf Amud Beis, three lines to the bottom, where it's Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Adda. So the Gemara, this line should probably be at the very beginning of the Perek, discussing Pasi Birios. The Gemara is going to give us a little bit of a rule regarding Pasi Birios, which is pretty important. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Adda, Lo Hutru, again, the Pasi Birios are the four corners, and then the well's in the middle, makes Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and you can get then have your animal drink. So Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Adda, Lo Hutru Pasi Birios, Ela Lo Ole Regel Bilvad. The only people who it's permitted for are those who are going up to Lila Regel, because that's where people are traveling. It'd be difficult, I guess, to have water. You'll see later on on today's daf, the Rashi, based on the Gemara, and the Ritva says the same thing. It may mean anyone who's going up for a public, very, very public mitzvah, like they're going to the yeshiva or something like that. Right here it says Oli Regel Bavad. It's not just Stam Heter. It's a specific purpose. But the Gemara asks, what do you mean Oli Regel Bavad? Oli Regel implies to humans. And we just mentioned Vahatanya, we just said the Braisa, Lo Hutru Pasi Birios Elagabi Behem Bavad. Another limitation we had was only for the animals. It wasn't for the person. Right? Right? So the Gemara says, my behema. What does it mean? So what does it mean, behema bilvad? It means, behemas ole regalim. The pasi brios are only a permit that was given to the animals of those of the people who are making aliyah regal. That's a huge limitation. So the Gemara says, what about the people? About Adam? But let's say a person who wants to drink from the boar where they make the pasi brios, what is he supposed to do? So the Gemara says, okay, climb in, climb down, climb up, go down with a cup and go and drink in the boar. It's a shusha yachid. Climb down, right? Mitapes ve'ola. He goes, I guess, sort of like Spider-Man's his way down, and then comes back up. Mitapes ve'ora. He can do it as many times as he wants, but he can't draw for himself. He has to go down. We'll change that in a moment also. So Aini, the Gemara says, is it really true the only thing that Pasi Brios permits is fresh, potable, drinkable water. Well, wait a second. If the whole permit is only for animals only fresh water, they can even use, you know, stationary rainwater that gathered. That's what it says. In Evi'il Behema, if the heter is only for the Behema, Mali Chayim, Mali Luchunasim. What's the difference whether it's stored water, that gets a little gross, it's stagnant water, or fresh water, if it's only for the animals? If you're telling me that you only can do it for Mayim Chayim, that seems to indicate that it's for human consumption. So Gemara says, no, Ba'inyan, yes, it only can be for Mayim Chayim, but Ba'inyan Midei Dechazil Adam. It still requires something that is roi for a person. What does that mean? What does that answer the question? So Rashi says, if you're a Rashi, Rashi says, second line, Midei dechazil adam, something that is suitable for an individual. Kevan demayim mashvilu mechitza. The mechitzas are what gives the chashivas to the mechitza. It's the water, right? The whole purpose is for the water. So kevan demashvilu mechitza by inan mayim chashuvim. We have to have important water, chashuv water. What's considered chashuv water? I guess mayim chayim. Still, it leaves a little less than the question. So what? Okay, so you need chashuv water that needs to be drunk. So for the animal, chashuv water is any type of water, even if it's not necessarily potable for a human. So Tosos also asked the question. And to Tosos, you have some more leniencies now. Tosos says on the fourth line, in Tomar, am I by inan midei dechazil adam? Why do I need something that's suitable for a person? Kevan delo shari el tzorach be'ema. It's only necessary for an animal. Why do I need something that's suitable for a person? So he says, Tosos says, Yesh lomar, she'im dala l'tzorach behema, if you did draw the water for the behema, v'nishtai yerusham, and is left over, shari la'adam, it's then permitted for a person. So, okay, so therefore, it has to be, since we have this rule, that what's left over is permitted for a person, it has to be water that's suitable for a person. Okay? The Gemara then, he says, Inami, a little further down, Inami, Hada Amrina Lo Hutu El Tzorach Behema, that which we said that it's only permissible for the purpose of the animal, Hainu Tchilas Hatikun, that's only if you have your animal. The first person, the first entity that has to get the water is the animal. Abav Kishifar Nitkan Le Tzorach Behema, but once it's already set up for your animal, Shari Af Le Tzorach Adam Lechatchila Lidolost. The Tosfos in the second answer says, okay, so I have, it's not like, if I have my animal, and now I'm going to use the Pasei Biros, I can use it for myself as well, which Gemara does not say that at all, but that, so therefore it has to be something that's suitable, since you have this permission for the human to drink it, it has to be water that only a human can drink.
It has to be, because there's no other halacha on anything in Shabbos. If you do it, you're able to do it once, you can't also use it for another purpose. It almost always has, if you have it once, you use it for something, you can also use it for something else.
Right, okay. But I mean, but it's very, I mean, but it's fair for the language. The language says, Ela Behema. Okay. Gufa. Lo Huchu Pasei Biros Ela Behema Bilvad. Right, we just said for the Brisa that the Pasei Biros are only for the animal. V'aval Adam Mitapes V'olem Mitapes V'yared. The person goes down, goes up. Why? Just goes up, goes down. Why? Says he goes up first. Seems to indicate that he was there, and now he's going up, and now he's going back down. Which seems to indicate that maybe he can do it multiple times. Right, Adam Mitapes V'olem Mitapes V'yared. V'mahayu Rechavim. I guess if the walls of the boar are too wide, so the person can't, you know, slide down because he's going to, can't climb down the walls. I don't know, there's no ladder, I guess. Right? Afilu adamnami. Then a person can use it also. Now this goes with you said, Mati. If it's impossible, then you can even draw the water. See, the Gemara gives all these limitations and then chops away at these limitations. Afilu adamnami. Right? But the Gemara says, Velo yimali adamayim. We saw this yesterday also. A person shouldn't fill the pitcher with water. V'yitain lifnei behemto. Right, he should just hold the pitcher in front of the animal without holding the animal. He has to pour it out. Ela mimaleihu v'shofeich lifnei behema v'shosei melei. He should pour it out, and the animal would drink. Again, we're concerned that if he's holding the pitcher and he's not holding the animal might turn his head and bring his head outside of the shesaravim. Then he'll bring the pitcher outside the shesaravim. So maskif l'ranan im kain. If you're not allowed to, there's a bizarre question also. Im kain, that you're not allowed to give to the animal to drink from what you're holding. So maho ilu pasei brios. So what's the whole point of the pasei brios? Where it says, what's the whole point of pasei brios? Where it says maho ilu the malos mehen. The purpose of the pasei brios was now okay. So you can't give it to him directly, but the pasei brios allowed you to draw from Rosh Hashanah into what you thought was Rosh Hashanah. I don't know what the havamim of the question is to begin with. It's a bizarre question, right? So Ella, the Gemara says, no. What the question really was, Ella maho il roshel veruva shalpara. The question is, if you can't give the animal to drink directly from the pitcher that you're holding, you have to pour it out into the trough, I guess. So what's the purpose of having Rosh Ruba Shalpara? Why do I need to have, the Mishnah says you have to have Rosh Ruba Shalpara, right? It has to be inside the pasim. I mean, if you're not holding the kli, right? If you're not holding the kli, why do you need to have Rosh Ruba? You're putting it down, let the animal drink it. What's the purpose of having Rosh Ruba into the pasim? So Amar Abaye, we haven't told this yesterday, Hachumai Eskinon, what's this Bryce discussing? It's talking about Be'evus, Omeid, Rishus Harabim, Gavoa Asara, Virocha Varba. So we have this trough that's in the Rishus Harabim that is 10 Tvachim high, it's 4 Tvachim wide, basically it's its own Rishus Hayachid situated in the Rishus Harabim, right? Virosho Nichnas Lesok Ben Hapasim. And one of the, and I guess the trough sort of extends from the window into the Rishus Harabim and then into the place of the Pasei, of the Pasei Brios. Okay, so therefore, and what are we concerned about? We're concerned, again, it leaves it out here, the Gemara was, Gzeirat Dilma Chaz the Avos to Makake, maybe you'll find that the Avos is broken, and you'll be holding the pitcher, and you'll walk out with the pitcher while you're holding from the Pasei Brios into the Rosh Hasharabim portion, that's, and therefore you'll be finally carrying. Okay. Now the Gemara goes on, the Gemara's going to, Eirvin is interesting in that you have like a couple dapim of hardcore Eirvin, and then every now and then we have like a few dapim of just Agadata. That's so, we're going to slowly enter Agadata, and that's going to take us for at least the rest of the day. So Amar Rav Yirmiya, a little background, right? So we know the idea of Tchum on Shabbos, right? So it's 2,000 amos from the edge of the city is where you're allowed to go. The question is, from the edge of the city, if there are houses within 70 and a third amos of the edge of the city, then that house gets determined to be the edge of the city, and they have 2,000 amos from that house. So Amar Rav Yirmiya bar Abba Amar Rav. Ain Borgonim Bivavel. This idea of Borgonim does not exist Bivavel. So what are Borgonim? Rashi says, Ain Borgonim Bivavel. So it's the second or third short line. The Amar Beketzim Ma'avirin, we'll see you later, in Daf Nun Hei, Im Hayu Borgonim Chutzlir. Borgonim are sort of these like huts that were used by the guards. Like, I guess they're watching the fields. So these Borgonim are these like makeshift homes, like it's these bungalows that are out in the field. So he says, "Ein Borgonim Borgonim Im Hayu Borgonim Chutzla Ir Mesoch Ayin Amos 70 Amos V'Shirayim Misavrin imo modim dechomer ir misham v'halam. They will count as houses at the edge of the city. If they're within 70 plus amah of the city, then you count to 2,000 amahs from these borgonim forward. Umahim borgonim. What are borgonim? Sukkos sheosim shomer ir. Like these sukkos, these huts that are made for the guards of the city. Ve'enu davar kavua. They're not a very stationary, like less than mobile homes, I guess. They're very, you know, they're not very kavua. The kamar of Yirmiyah, Rav Yirmiyah says, the hanuk borgonim ein bevavel. They don't count in Bavel. Klomar, the ein misavrim in the ear. These borgonim in the cities of Bavel are not considered part of the city. Right? The bevavel ika bitke demaya, because in Bavel the rivers overflow a lot. Bishatviluhu, and they wash away these borgonim. Hilkach lo chashiv imidi. Therefore they don't count. They're not something that's important. They're not substantial. And they don't count to be considered homes at the edges of the city. Right? So go back again. Amar of Yirmiyah, Amar Rav, ein borgonim in Bavel. Below pasi birios b'chutz la'aretz, and you don't have the concept of pasi birios b'chutz la'aretz. Rashi says b'chutz la'aretz means b'shar aratzos levav mibavel. You don't have them. So wait a second. If it's only for the Ole Regio, why are you having them in Bavel? Okay. So the Gemara says, right? The Gemara says explains why. Borgonim in Bavel lo. Why don't we have the concept of the idea about borgonim in Bavel? D'shchichi b'diki, because we have the floods. Upasi birios b'chutz la'aretz lo. And why don't you have pasi birios anywhere other than, I guess, Eretz Yisrael and Bavel? The lo shchichi misivasa, because they don't have the talmidim going back and forth to yeshiva. Rashi says, right, the lo shchichi misivasa, lios talmidim hochem meir li'ir l'mol Torah. Right, it's not like people talmidim go walking back and forth to learn. This is interesting. Pasi brios lo hutru el oli regalim. Pasi brios are only permitted for the oli regalim, which is what the Gemara said. And then the Rishonim add, based on this, uli chayotze behen, and things similar to oli regal. Shehochem l'dvar mitzvah. You have a multitude of people walking to a dvar mitzvah. So the pasi brios, they have, they're stuck. What's he saying?
They're bringing all their animals with them when they go to learn.
Yeah. Okay. Not all. Maybe there's one. Right. Whatever they need. Right. Pasi brios chutz la'aretz. Okay. Aval ibchal avdinan. But the opposite is true. Meaning they have the heter pasi brios in Bavel, but the burgonim in chutz la'aretz, burgonim in places other than Bavel do work, because other places than Bavel, you're not going to have as much flooding. Right? The idea was the flooding that's washing away the huts. I guess in other places other than Bavel, they don't have the flooding. I guess in Bavel, all the communities were along the rivers, so therefore you had more flooding. I guess. So Ikad Amri, and some say you learned this Shmua differently. Amar of Yirmiyah bar Ava, Amar Rav, Ein Borgonim U Pasi Brios. There is no Borgonim or Pasi Brios in lo b'Bavel, not in Bavel, below b'chutz la'aretz, and not even in the lands outside of Bavel. Right, borgonim b'Bavel lo, why do we not have the borgonim in Bavel? Why b'shchichi b'diki? Because you have the flooding. B'chutz la'aretz namilo, and in chutz la'aretz we also don't have this borgonim, they don't count for extending the city. D'shchichi ganovim. People steal the borgonim. I guess they knock them down. They have protesters, so they'll just knock them down all the time, and they're just wild, right? Now, pasi brios in Bavel, why are there no pasi brios in Bavel? Because the shchichimayim, because the whole purpose of the pasi brios was because you didn't have access to water. They're saying in Bavel, there's so much water, you don't have to do this, and you find water in the Sosayach, you don't have this concept of you don't have to worry about it. And in Chutz La'aretz also you don't have the Pasi Brios, again, because it's not a Lila Regel. Chutz La'aretz means anywhere other than Bavel in this. It's not a Lila Regel. And also, you don't have people going back and forth to learning, so you don't have this constant flow of the people walking.
Okay. Would the body of water not count as the carnivores?
Sorry?
Would the body of water not count as the carnivores? So how could you change the animals from a rabbi to a carnivore?
Oh, so maybe they have water in their Sosayachid. They have plenty of water. They drew water beforehand, and they have water all over the place. What?
I thought we didn't have Borgonim in Bavel because of flesh flood. Now we don't have Borgonim in Bavel because...
No, the Chutz La'aretz is because of Shchichi Ganavim. In the second man d'Amar, it's like Borgonim in Bavel lo Tishchichi Bidaki because of the flooding, right? And in the Chutz La'aretz, it's because of Namilo to Shchichi Ganavim. It's a machlokas because the other mandamas in the Chutz La'aretz do have Borgonim. Here he says you have the Ganavim, and that's that. But the water, I think it's just water is available. Water is available, not necessarily in a body of water. They have water that's drawn all the time, so they have water in Shosayachid. Okay. And also the caramelist is only do it really midoraisa, you can. So, I mean, to bear the first around. Okay. Amar le Rav Chizda le Mari braid Rav Huna braid Rav Yirmi bar Abba. Amar, he said to him, Amar, Amri Isisu, people are saying, Mi barnish le Bei Kanisha de Daniel da Havit Lasa Parsai Bishabsa. I heard people saying about you, right? So this is Rav Chizda says to Mari, I heard people saying to you, right? That you came from Barnish to the Shul in Daniel on Shabbos. But that's going too far. How did you be able to walk from there to here? It's outside the Chum. So Yigamar says, what did you do? Am I Samyitsu at Borganim? Were you Somich on the Borganim that are in between the Shul here and where you're from? And therefore you're able to walk? But we know, Hamar Abu Avuch, I guess your grandfather, Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba said, Mishmei Derav, that ain't Borganim the Bavel. That the Borganim don't count in Bavel. So what? So Mari Bered Rav Huna shows Rav Chizda Nafik Va'achvilu Hanu Misavsa. He showed him these runes. I guess these standing runes that were between Barnish and the Shul. De Mibla On B'Shivim Amma V'Shirayim. That were within 70 Amos plus of where he was coming from. And if you count to the 2,000 Amos from those ruins to the Shul, he had plenty, to the entrance to where the Shul was, he had plenty of room, and therefore he didn't violate the Tchum. Okay. So the city can extend if there's a stable structure with 70 amos of the end.
Right. The Tchum is
2,000 amos.
2,000 amos.
Right.
What did you see? Let's say you go to the edge of the city.
Right.
You're about 2,000 amos. Right. You walk 70 amos. There's no Borganim.
No, but even if the Borganim are there, they're saying that they don't count. So, if the Borganim are there, they don't count, because they're not considered a stable structure. Right, it's as if you have a piece of wood standing there, so it doesn't count to extend the city.
If you leave your
matzah and your egg
there, you're good.
If you leave your matzah, well, then you made an eruv tchumim, and now you've established you were there, but that, again, it takes away from the other side, but yeah, I'm a little more with the eruv tchumim, I think, in the fifth paragraph, sixth paragraph, but yeah, the eruv tchumim is what allows you to extend. The Borganim itself don't allow you to extend. Amr of Chizda, now we get some Gadda. Amr of Chizda, Darish Mari Bar Mar. So Mari Bar Mar made the following drasha. My Dixiv, what is the meaning of the following pasuk in Tehillim? It says, Lechol Tichlo Re'isi Kates, for everything I've seen like an end. Rechava Mitzvosech Ma'od. But your mitzvos, your Torah is very wide. There's no end. There's no end. So Gemara says, Dabar Zeh, the largeness, I guess, of the Torah. Davar zeh amru David velo perusho. David said it, but didn't explain how large it is. Amru Eov velo perusho. Eov said that it's really large, didn't explain how large. Amru Yecheskel velo perusho. Yecheskel, the same thing. Achav Zechariah ben Ido perusho. Zechariah ben Ido did explain. I don't say the whole thing. What do you mean? How they explain the size? It says rechavim mitzechem ma'od. There's no end to it. But okay. The Gemara says, how does it work? Amru David velo perusho. Because Rabbit said, "Lechol tichlari isikates rechavim mitzchamiyod." He said, "Everything I saw an end, but your mitzvahs are very, very. This is large. Doesn't say how large." Okay. Amro Eov. Eov said, "Velo perusho." The pasuk says, "In Eov, Perikid Aleph, Aruka me'eretz mida urechavim neyam. It's wider and longer than the measured land, and wider than the sea, but it doesn't say how big it is." All right. Amro Yecheskel velo perusho. Again, he's talking about the Torah, he's talking about Torah Shavapeh, it says, Vayifrosho Selifanai, Hashem spread out the Torah Shavapeh in front of me, V'iksuva panim v'achor, it's written in the front and the back, V'kasuva le kinim v'hage v'hi, and on it is written kinim, hege and he. So what's kinim? Kinim is zeh purunasan shal tzadikim b'olam hazeh. Kinim is talking about the terrible tragedies that occurred to tzadikim in this world. I don't know. V'cheinu omer, the pasuk says, kinahu v'koninua, that's a kina, it's a lamentation. It's also written the schar that the tzaddikim are going to get in the future. In the future, the chen omer, the pasuk doesn't heal him. Alei higayon b'chinor, that the Gemara is talking about the hege, the higayon, talking about great things, I guess. The he, and he is opor nasun so rishayim lasid lavo, and the he is talking about that in the asid lavo, the rishayim will look like they're doing great here, are going to have tzaros in asid lavo, and the proof text for that is the chen omer. The hove al hove tavo. something like that. They'll get what's coming to them. Again, but the bottom line is, it just says that these are that the Torah and the Mitzvot are very large. Doesn't say how large. Ad Sheba Zechariah ben Ido Perusho. But then comes Zechariah and he explains. It says over there, Zechariah in Parakei, right, the Pasuk says, Vashuva, sorry, Vayome Eli, Hashem says to Zechariah, Ma'at Torah, what do you see? Va'omar, and I said, Va'omar Ani, I said, Ro'em Migila Afa, I see a floating scroll, Arka Esrim Ba'ama, Berachav, Berachba Eser Ba'ama. It's, I guess, 20 by 10. Okay, so this floating scroll, 20 by 10. Right, v'chi pashat alei havli esrin be'esrin. I guess, and when you open it, because I guess it's actually sort of folded or something like that, so if you open it, it becomes 20 by 20. Uksiv, and it says, v'yecheskel, v'hi ksuva panim ba'achor. It's written front and back. V'chi kalafta, so then when you slice it, and you have to both of them, kamei havli, it's arbin be'esrin. Then it becomes 40 by 20. It's 40 by 20. Okay, uksiv, and now, okay, so it's 40 by 20 ama. But, uksiv, Mimadad b'sha'alo mayim b'shamayim b'zeres tiken. And all that means, nimsa shakola olam. So basically, Gemara seems to be saying, basically reading what it's saying here, is that one amma, right, a half an amma of the world, Hashem's measurements of an amma are different than our measurements. The world is considered half an amma in God's calculation, God's size. Right, you have human sizes, and you have God sizes. So the world is a half an amma in God measurements. So nimsa, based the calculation, kola olam kula achas mishloshes alafim umasayim batorah. Somehow that it's now 3,200, right? That works. 3,200. That the Torah is greater than the world by 3,200 times. I don't know. Okay, Amar Rav Chisda. Chizda says, Darish Mari Bar Mar, another Russia, Mai Diksiv, what does it mean? And Yirmiyah, the Pasuk says, V'nei Shnei Duda'e Te'enim Mu'adim L'fnei Echal Hashem. You have these two clusters, I guess, of dates, right, that are hanging before, by Hashem. Right, this is after, Pasuk is talking about after Nebuchadnezzar took away the great people, right, the first, right, the Golos of Yechaniah, that Mordechai was taken. So the full Pasuk reads, V'hinei, he says, Hareini Hashem showed me, V'nei Shnei Duda'e Te'enim Mu'adim L'fnei Echal Hashem. Acharei haglos Nebuchadnezzar belch bavel es yichanyo ben yoyokim el Yehuda ve'asarei Yehuda ve'asacharash, he took the carpenters ve'asamasker, the builders mishalayim levein bavel, he took all the higher level, the upper class people to bavel. So hadud echateinim tovos ma'od, the pasuk continues, one of these sets of dates are very good, right? Tovos ma'od kit einei habikuros, like the, I guess the first type, the ones that are very, that are cooked and that are ripe. V'adud echad, and the second one, the pasuk says, te'inim ra'os ma'od, ashelot ha'chlenu me'ro'a. They're very, I guess, they're bitter, they're not ripe, they're not good, they're things that you wouldn't eat. So te'inim tovos, the Gemara says, elo tzadikim gemurim, those are the tzadikim. Te'inim ra'os, the bad te'inim, elo rishon gemurim, that's talking about the rishonim. V'shema tomar avad sivramu batel sivkuyam, maybe you'll tell me that the ones who are evil will lose all hope, there's nothing for them to look forward to. So Talmud Lomar, the pasuk then says in Shir HaShirim, Hadudaim, in plural, the Dudaim, which is a reference now to both Dudaim, in Yirmiyahu, Nosnu Reach. They both gave off a pleasant aroma. Elu ve'elu atidim shnisnu Reach. In the future, both sets of Te'inim, the Tzadikim Gemurim and the Rishon Gemurim, in the future, they're both going to give off a good smell, because in the future they'll do tshuva and everything will be good. Okay. Darash Rava, Rava makes a drasha, Maidik Siv, right, Maidik Siv, where the pasuk says, Hadudaim Nosnu Reach. So again, that pasuk that we just said, the full pasuk in Shir HaShirim is Hadudaim Nosnu Reach, right? Al Pesachenu Kol Megadim Chadashim. The Dudaim are going to give a smell, and by the openings of our house, you can have all these wonderful things. Gam Yishanim Dodi Tzefanti Lach. Even old things, you're going to have Chadashim and Yishanim, and my Dodi, my beloved, I desire and wait for you. So Darish Rava, Maidik Siv, what does the pasuk say? Hadudaim Nosnu Reach. The Dudim give off a good smell. Elu Bachur Yisrael, those are the young boys in Klal Yisrael. Shelo Tamu Tamchet. They never tasted the taste of sin. Val Pesachenu Kol Megadim. I think Megadim is like a fence, an entrance in some sort of fence, some sort of protection. Elu Benos Yisrael. These are Benos Yisrael. Shemagidos Pischehem Lebaleim. I guess that they protect their from their husbands. I guess when they see anything comes to Nida, they tell their husbands and they don't allow them to come near them. Lishna Achrina, she'ogdos pischehem libaleim. I guess that they tuck they tie themselves, their openings up, only for the purpose of their husbands, that they don't allow anybody else to be both. And I'm not sure what the mila is. That's like, what do you want to cook? You're supposed to do that. Like, I don't know. Okay. Chadashim, gam yeshenim, dodi tzafanti lach. What is that? Amar kadesh yisrael, lefnei kodesh baruch hu, b'nei shol satan Hashem, ribono shol olam, harbei gezeros gazarti al atzmi. Right? We made a lot of dinei derabanan. We made a lot of gezeros. Yoser mishmashe gezarti lai, more than what you put upon me, we've put upon ourselves. V'kiyam tim, and we keep them all. We keep all the gezeros. So amalei rechizda lehumi derabanan. So Chizda says to one of these Rabbanan, who this person who was speaking to was a person who would be who would put in order all these Divrei Agada, and he asked Misha Mialach, have you heard any drushos regarding the pasuk of Chadashim Gam Yishanim, of new and old? Mahu, what's the explanation? So Amalei, so this Chacham says to Chizda, Chadashim means mitzvos kalos. The Chadashim means the easy mitzvos, I guess. The Yishain and Elu Mitzvahs Kalos, and I guess Yishanim is Elu Mitzvahs Chamuros, are the difficult ones. So Bnei Yisrael is saying, we kept the easy ones, we kept the hard ones. So Amar Leh, so Gemara says, Amar Leh Rechizda, the Chitoret Pa'amim Nitna? Right, it says, Amar Leh Chadashim Mitzvahs Kalos, he says, "Rechiz says v'chi Torah pa'amim pa'amim." Then there was a Torah given, like in different times, that they're going to say. In other words, you have Yeshanim and Chadashos, old ones and new ones. So Pash just means that there's older mitzvos and newer mitzvos. The Torah is given at one time. So what? How can you say there are older and younger? So Rasha says, "What are you talking about? The Torah mitzvos weren't given at one time. They were spread out." Then you had Parshas Para, you had Mitzmat, then in Mara you had Shabbos, you had all these things that were given at different, Torah was given at different times. Okay. So he says maybe it means that, you know, if that when the Torah was, you had all these other, when those mitzvahs, Rabbi Rosen likes to say, is that there's a difference between the history of the mitzvahs and when the mitzvahs become incumbent and nechuyuf upon yourself. So the history of the mitzvah may have been further on. When comes Har Sinai, that's when every mitzvah now becomes obligatory upon you, I guess, afresh. So he says, no, he says, what does he say, Chadashos Yishanos? Ela halalu medivrei Torah, v'halalu medivrei Sofrim. The Yishanim means the ones that are divrei Torah, meaning the Raisa ones all given at one time, and halalu and the Chadashim, divrei Sofrim, are the things that the Talmid Chachamim learned out from the Yidden Midos and other Rabbanans and the Takanos. Those are all things that came later. So Darish Rava then makes another Darish, my Diksev. What does it mean? The Pasuk says, v'yoser mehema bini, Hizaher asos farim harbe. Okay, so let's read that again. Get the page. Okay, the pasuk says, right, v'yoser mehema bini hizaher asos, and more than these, my son, be careful, the making of many books. It says, bini hizaher b'divrei sofrim yoser b'divrei Torah. It says, be careful more with that written by the Chachamim than the words of the Torah itself. Why? Shedivrei Torah yishpen asei velos asei. Because it comes to Torah, you have mitzvahs asei and mitzvahs los asei, and the level of punishment varies depending upon the asei and the los asei. Some are skila, some are mitzvahs beisdin, some are not, some are bitul asei, some are malchus. It's all different levels of severity. But divrei sofrim, when it comes to divrei Chachamim, kola over al divrei sofrim chayavisa. Anyone who violates the words of the Chachamim are chayiv to get to find misa, right? The pasuk says, "Who porates geder yinachashenu nachash." Right? It's not necessarily midoraisa you punish that, but that's the idea. Rashi quotes that pasuk that porates geder yinachashenu nachash. If you break down the fence, the snake's going to bite you. Yeah, so you have to be very careful with the divrei. Don't say only the rabbanan. Now the rabbanan is pretty chamar. Okay. Shema Tomer, you might say, im yesh behem mamush, if the words of the chachamim are so significant that you have to be so careful about them, even more so than divrei Torah, mipnei malo nichtavu. So then why aren't they written in the Torah? Why are they left for later generations? I think the answer is obvious. Everyone can expand. Everyone adds. Not everything can be written. That's what the Torah says. A makra, the pasuk says, asos farim harbe in kates. You have to make many books because there's no limit, meaning there's no end to... It's not so good. There's no end to what you can make. Once you start learning and darshaning things, it just becomes look at all the svarim. It just becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. You get more chidushim and more chidushim. So Torah is not going to write everything down, right? Torah gives you certain things and also gives you the tools to go ahead and to make drashos and to learn and to expand upon it. So that's why not everything is written. Right? Then the pasuk continues. V'lahag arbe yigias basar. And a lot of study is makes the flesh tired, I guess. Right? It's weariness of the flesh. Amra, it's not going to make two drushes, which are complete opposite of each other. Amra, papa, the reader of Achar bar Adam, ishmeid of Achar bar Ula, milame, it teaches us, shekol ha-mal'ig al-dibre chachamim, anyone who mocks or makes fun of the words of the chachamim, nidon b'tzoro tachas, will be punished with boiling feces. That seems, I don't know where we get to the pasuk, but that's what he says. So masif la-rava, Rava says that doesn't make sense. Miksiv la'ag, the pasuk doesn't say la'ag, which means to mock or make fun of. The pasuk says la'ag. La'ag means to study. In other words, oh, you're right. Ela kolahoge behen, whoever studies the words of Chachamim, toim tam basar. He'll always be eating meat, taste the flavor of meat. So I understand that you were able to change lahag and lahag, okay. But now, in the first time, it was really bad meat. And the second time, the meat becomes really good. I don't know. It's completely opposite drushes. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Right, Maisa Rabbi Akiva. So we had a Maisa that took place with Rabbi Akiva when he was in jail. Right, so he was taken in jail. He was prisoner by the Romans. So hayachavush bebeis ha'asurim. So we're talking about the whole point of the story is to show how careful Rabbi Akiva was with the dinei derabbanan. Right, Tana Rabbanan, Maisa Rabbi Akiva hayachavush bebeis ha'asurim. He was in jail. Vayeh Rabbi Shua hagarshi misharso, and Rabbi Shua hagarshi was the one who used to bring him back and forth and bring him stuff. V'chol yom v'yom hayu machnisim lo mayim demida. They would give him a certain amount of water so that he could drink and wash his hands. Right before you eat the meal, before you would have the bread. Yom Echa Mitzo Shomer Bayis Asurim. So one time, the guard saw Rabbi Shua Garsi walk with Rabbi Kiva to water. Amar Lo, he says to him, Hayom Meim Chamerubim. You have too much water. He doesn't need that much water. What does he need that much water for? Just to drink? What does he need so much water for? So maybe Shema Lachto Beveis Asurim Tatzarech. Maybe you'd bring all this water to loosen the clay or the cement that was made for the wall and to loosen the gravel so he can escape. Right? Shema Lachto Beveis Asurim Tatzarech. So Shafa Chetzion, so the guard pours out half the water. V'nasin Lo HaChetzion, and gives Rabbi Shua only the other half. Kishaba, when Rabbi Shua comes, Eitz Rabbi Akiva, when he has half the amount of water, Amalo, Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Shua, Yeshua, ain't a tayodeya, shazakani, b'chayi, tolim, b'chayacha, those of you that are elderly, and that my life is dependent upon you, the only way I can, my sustenance is dependent on you, where's the rest of the water? So, Sachlo, kol osama ora, so Rabbi Shua told him what happened, and Amalo, so Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Shua, tainli mayim she'etoyodi, he says, okay, fine, so give me the water so I can wash my hands. When you wash your hands, you should be drinking the water to survive. It's to drink, right? Amalos, Rabbi Shua says, "Lishtos in magin, vilito yadacha magin." Wait, there's not enough for you to drink. So that means not enough for you to do both, and you're choosing to wash your hands over drinking. So Amalos, Rabbi Kiva says back to him, "Ma'aseh, what can I do? Shechayavim aleyan misa. I guess I'm chayav misa if I don't wash my hands." Because he's going to violate the Rabbanan, you have to wash your hands before you touch the bread. So they all ask, so why did he just eat the bread while holding a napkin? Why do you have to wash his hands? He says mutav she'amos mitas atzmi. It's better that I die based on something that I do, which is to not drink the water. Below avor al das chaverai, and I won't not to violate the words of my chacham. Does he hargal yavor? So Amru, they said, Lo tam klum at shehevi lo mayim v'natol yodav. He didn't eat until they brought him the water to wash his hands. He only used the water to wash his hands. Kishashamu chacham v'davar, when the chacham heard this, Amru, they said, Ma bezikuna so, you see in Kiba's old age, kach, that he was so nisar and never chachamim, he must have been so nizar when he was young also. No, he knew nothing until he was 40. What does that mean? Oh, he must have been nizar when he was younger. He didn't know anything when he was younger. I don't know what that means. Right? And then he says, Umar beis asurim kach, he was so nizar, the words of Chachamim when he was in jail, shalol beis asurim alachas kama kama. He must have been even more nizar when he wasn't in jail, meaning it shows how careful he was with divrei Chachamim. Right? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, b'shah shetikein shlomo eruvin, the time when Shlomo made the takana of Erevin, which means the takana was, you weren't allowed to carry, he said you can't carry from one Rosh Hashanah Yachid to another Rosh Hashanah Yachid without an Erev, right? Because he was concerned that maybe you'll get confused and start carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And he also made the takana of Netilas Yadayim, which is to protect from the Taharos. Yotza Baskol v'Amra, a Baskol came out and said, V'Amra b'ni im chacham libech yismach libi gam ani. right? I'm happy. You're so wise, and I'm celebrating. I'm happy with you. The Omer, it says, Chacham beniva samach libi vashiva chorfi davar. I don't know what Taisha that is. He said, be wise, my son, and make my heart glad, and I will answer something to he who disgraces me. Now, somehow that shows that Hashem approves of what Shlomo HaMelech did. Okay, now the Gemara is going to make a drasha of two psukim from Shir HaShir. So the question is, do I like this better, or do I like the actual Erevin stuff better? Which one is... Right. Dar is Rava. My Dixiv. What does it mean? The pasuk that says, "Lichado dine teha sadeh nalina bikfarim." Come, my beloved, let's go out to the field. Let's sleep in the villages. Nashkima likramim. We'll get up early and go to the vineyards. Nireim parcha gefen. Let's see if the vine has bloomed. Pitach hasmadar. If the grape with the blossom is open. Hinatzu arimonim. If the pomegranates are in bloom. Sham etain es dodailach. There, I'll give my love to you. What does it mean? L'chad odin etzei asadeh. Come, my beloved, let's go out to the field. Amar kenes Yisrael l'fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Bnei Yisrael said to Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, Al tidineni ki yoshvei krachim. Don't judge me like I am. Don't judge me like I am a citizen of the cities. That there, sheyish behen gezel v'arayos, shulshav, shulshaker. In those cities, there's robbery, there's immorality, there's people who lie. Right? Instead, netzei asadeh. Let's go out to the field. To go to the field was Bo Erecha Tamidi Chachamim. Let me show you all the Tamidi Chachamim. Sha'oskim Batorim Mitochatchak. Come, I'll show you all these Tamidi Chachamim will learn even though they're very, very poor. I guess in the city, they have all these influences, and in the field, they don't necessarily have these influences. That's why make the yeshivas outside, further away. Okay? So that's what that. Then the Pasuk says, Nalina Bekfarim. We'll stay, we'll live in the villages. Al Tikri Bakfarim. Don't read it as it's written Kfarim, the villages. Rather, kofrim, which are those who don't believe. Bo erech otam sheish batalem tova. Come, I'll show you those upon you have bestowed prosperity. The hin kofrubach, and yet they've denied you. You gave wonders and wealth to a lot of these people, and they're kofrin you. So nashkima lekramim, let's get up and go to the vineyards. Elo bate knesios ubet midrash. Those are the first people get up early and go to the shul and go to the base medrash. Near in parcha gefen, let's see if the vine has blossomed. Elo bali mikra, those people learn chumash. Petachas Mardar, Elu Bali Mishnah, those are the ones who learn Mishnah, Heinatsu Arimonim, Elu Bali Gemara, those are the ones who learn Gemara, Shamet Henes Dol Dilach, there I'll give my love to you, Erek Vodig Udali Shavach Benai Benetai, I'll show you how great everybody is when you come and you see us out in the field to see all the people who are learning, Torah, Mishnah, and Gemara. Now going back to Shlomo Melech, Maidik Sid, what does it mean that the Pasuk says, this is in Melechim, it says, "Vayedaber shloshes alafim mashal, vayehi shiro chamishav elef." He spoke 3,000, I guess, parables, and he had 1,005 songs. Milamni comes to teach us, "Sha'amar Shlomo akol dover dover shatora shloshes alafim mashal." Shlomo gave 3,000 reasons, as he gave us parables, but he gave 3,000 reasons for every single din of the Torah. He was able to give 3,000 reasons, and then. Kol davar v'davar shel sofrim chamishav elatamim, and he gave 1,005 reasons for every din derabanan. Okay, Darish Rava. Rava then continues stating, "My dikse was a pasuk says v'yoser shahaya kohelus chacham od lime das asam v'izen v'chikir tike mishlom harbin." Besides being really, really wise, Kohelus, I guess, who Shlomo also taught a lot to the people. He listened. And he arranged many of these, I guess, mishalim, these parables. So what does it mean? Limeg das ha'am. He taught knowledge to the people. The agmiraya v'simani tamim. He taught the Torah with, I guess, with the tamim, right? What they call it, with the musical notes. The aspro b'mayda damile. And then he explained why you had the tamim, I guess, on those notes. And it says, and he listened, and then he made many of these parables. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Elazar, B'tchila Haisa Torah Dom L'Kfifa She'in Lo Znayim. Originally, the Torah was like a basket without handles. I mean, no one could understand it. It was just a basket. You couldn't carry it, because you had no handles. I guess you can carry it from the bottom, but you had no handles to carry the basket. Ad Sheba Shlomo Asa Lo Znayim. So Shlomo came, and he made handles for it, meaning he made these derabanans that allowed you to protect the Oraisas. Okay. Then the pasuk says, another pasuk from Shir HaShirim, it says, Kivutzosav Tal Talim, right? The full pasuk is, Rosho Kesen Paz, Kivutzosav Tal Talim Shecharos, Ka'orev. His head is fine as gold, his locks are wavy, they're black as a raven. So what does that mean? Kivutzosav Tal Talim, that his locks are wavy. Amar Chizda Amar Mar Ukva Milamid Sheish Lidrosh Al Kol Kotz VeKotz Tilei Tilim Shalachos. That teaches us that you have to learn out from every point of the letter of the Torah piles and piles of halachos. I'm not sure how that gets to that, but that's okay. Then the pasuk continues there. Shechoris ka'orev. It's black as a raven, right? B'miatam otzon. Who are you going to find this high level of learning? It's going to be b'mi shemashkin mariv alein lebeis hamedrash. It's one who comes early in the morning and stays late into the night in the study to study them. Not sure that why that base. I think it's orev because it talks about erev, talks about night, right? It says shechoros is shachris. And Orev is Erev, so the morning and the night. Okay? A little further. Rabba Amar, Rabba said, B'misha Mashkir Panav Aleim Ka Orev. Who becomes the Talmud Chacham, the one who gets all this knowledge? It's the one who's so, he blackens his face like a raven, that he's constantly learning, he doesn't shower or whatever, he's just constantly, you know, in the base registers to learn. Rava says, "B'misha meisim atzmo achzoria banava b'nei basoka orev." This is someone who makes himself as cruel as a raven towards his children and towards his household. Ki had the Rav Ada bar Masna, as an example, is Rav Ada bar Masna, have a ka'azel be Rav, who's on his house to the way to the base medrash. Amalei d'Bisayu, what his wife asked him, "Yinuti d'achamai avidlu, what are you going to do to us? What about your children? I don't have food for them." Amalei, he said to him, "Mishnimu kurmi b'agma." Are there no wild vegetables in the marsh? Go find something to do and get food for them. Meaning, okay, I don't know what that means. So he says that that's going to be, that's what it means, like the orev, someone who's going to be as, the only person who's successful in learning, if he's so cruel to his family. Okay, stop here. I think there's and pick up tomorrow. Have a good day.